This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. Reports that Governor Jay Nixon was considering trying to balance the state budget by tapping state universities for about $107 million, including $63 million from the University of Missouri, have not been well received. But as KBIA's Scarlett Robertson reports, the idea appears to be dying down.
State Representative Chris Kelly, a Democrat, says he thinks the plan is inappropriate.
I think this plan is about gone. I think it's an idea that the governor's office tried out, and I think it's not receiving very good support, and I think it's about evaporated.
Kelly says the perception that state universities have large reserves at their disposal is a false one, and that there are better ways to balance the budget.
I think the state needs to face up to those problems directly by either cigarette tax or internet sales tax. Those are some ways to do it.
Senate Appropriations Committee Chairperson Kirk Schaefer, a Republican, says it's unrealistic and unreasonable to require public universities to use their reserve funds, which are made up of private donations and tuition, to shore up all the other higher education institutions in the state.
It really creates an artificial scenario that looks like higher education is being funded when truly it's not. It's just being temporarily gapped with an interest-free loan from the five institutions.
Schaefer says the Missouri Constitution lays out what the state is supposed to pay for, and after public debt, it's public education.
I think that this is the year that we need to make it a priority that we are going to fund K through 12 and higher ed, and arguably, you know, have to find some ways to find cost savings and some of those other things that arguably, under the Missouri Constitution, you know, the people of Missouri said are a top priority for the state of Missouri.
Schaefer adds they won't really know what's going to happen until the governor makes his recommendations next month during his State of the State address. Scarlett Robertson, KBIA News.
Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has announced the selection of Chris Pickering as the new state Homeland Security Coordinator. KBIA's Raymond Tungekar has more on yesterday's announcement.
Pickering will replace Paul Fennewald, who's held the position since 2005. Scott Holste, a spokesperson for Governor Nixon, says he brings valued experience to the position.
Chris Pickering has got an extensive background in law enforcement as an investigator, as someone who specializes in investigating high-tech crimes and Medicaid fraud, as well as an inspector general for the Department of Corrections.
Previously, Pickering served as inspector general for the Missouri Department of Corrections, as well as chief investigator for the Public Safety Division of the State Attorney General's Office. For the past month, he's been working under the retiring coordinator, Paul Fennewald, to aid in the transition. As Homeland Security Coordinator, Pickering will work with the State Advisory Council and nine regional oversight committees throughout Missouri. Raymond Tungekar, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.